Hey, greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Hear the Gear with Bark.
Hello, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to Hear the Gear. Today, I've got one that has been sitting on my shelf for years. It is the Mayono PM471TS. It is a small, cheaply made, it's very plasticky, but it's a small end-address condenser microphone, and I believe it's a small diaphragm condenser, and I believe I got this one for maybe 12 bucks. I think online it's around 50 bucks, but you can find them on sale all the time. It has a really cool, which you can see the thumbnail of the podcast, but it has a really cool shock mount with a pop filter that is coming right out at the end. I don't know. It's a really intriguing little package with a tripod mount, and it's just kind of everything you need to make some decent recordings and to not break the bank. I actually, despite having this sitting on the shelf for so long, this is one of those like one-time purchases that you can make a respectable podcast with and just be done. This would actually go on a list of like award winners if I did that very often, just because I was able to get this so cheap and the sound quality is good enough. The plosive protection is pretty good with the pop filter. It does have a gain knob, so you can adjust the gain through a smartphone. I'm recording it into the Rode Reporter app as we speak. And this just kind of, and it's got a headphone jack. And I believe it's latency-free monitoring. I need to double-check that, but I think that it provides latency-free monitoring, which is an absolutely cool thing for such a cheap microphone. And again, the shock mount, it's worth the 12 or 20 bucks alone because you can put a handheld dynamic in this shock mount and have a pop filter on the end of your dynamic that's perfect size. I really think that some of these cheaper oddball mics, especially from the likes of Mayono and Fifine, are just so underrated when it comes to just one-time purchase, make a podcast or a production, a YouTube thing, and you're good, man. This is decent quality sound that you can get for not a lot of money. And honestly, it looks really cool. This, despite it being plastic, is one of the coolest mics I've seen in a long time. I'm going to use the pop filter because it's aesthetically part of the whole package. So let's go ahead and throw plosives into this thing. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. And when you get right on top of the Mayono PM471TS, this is what it sounds like when you are directly on top of the microphone. Now I'm going to back off about 4 inches away, and we're going to turn it 90 degrees off axis, 180 degrees off axis, 90 degrees again, and then slowly back around to the front of the microphone. This thing's just a solid all-around performer, honestly. Like this or a Blue Yeti, I'm picking this. This or most other USB mics, I'm picking this. This and a cheap dynamic, I'm probably picking this because you get so much in this package for next to nothing. Pretty damn sweet. I'll put the link to it in the description of the podcast, and I look very forward to using this microphone on obscure mics. I think it's really cool. Thanks for listening yet again, folks. Hear the Gear. I'm out of here. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hear the Gear with Bark.